Aunt Almeda was an excellent party hostess. She was the aunt who made sure when I married that I had a silver tea pitcher and a platter so I could host my own dinner parties with style. It wasn't just the setting Almeda could pull off joyfully and elegantly, but it was also the atmosphere. Her dining room table was always filled with laughter, fun, and joy. I imagine the dinner party in Bethany was just as exuberant. Lazarus was there, the man who died and 3 days later came back to life. That brief, empty place at the table filled again through the miraculous power of Jesus. Oh, what a joyful time it would be if we could sit around the table with our loved ones who are no longer with or around us. Sometimes it's death that separates us. But there are other reasons too. Incarceration, family squabbles, distance, and now this global pandemic. Just imagine how wonderful it's going to be to sit down at the table with one another again when all this is over. Who is this honored guest at the party? Yes, Jesus, the miracle worker. Words and actions of gratitude fill the evening. And then the party mood completely changes. Mary walks in and anoints Jesus' feet with an expensive perfumed ointment. The smell of the perfume and the sight of Mary's devotion catches everyone's attention. What is Mary doing? Jesus' feet have already been washed, and you don't anoint the feet of the living. That's what you do for the dead to prepare them for burial. Judas breaks the silence and the mystery of the moment. He judges Mary's devotion to Jesus as something wasteful. I can hear him say, "That was some expensive perfume, Mary. You should have thought better than to put that stuff on Jesus' feet. Why, imagine how much money you could have gotten from selling it. The poor sure could use that money, wasteful woman." The gospel tells us what we cannot know about Judas's character. He was the treasurer for the group, and he liked to sweeten his own personal wants and interests with the group's money. Jesus shushes Judas. Mary of Bethany gets it. This one whom they celebrate tonight, Jesus, he won't be with them much longer. Before Jesus puts words to what will become of him, Mary recognizes that the road Jesus must travel will lead directly to death. It's not until after this anointing that Jesus will say things like, "The light is with you for a little bit longer," or, "Little children, I am only with you a little longer," or, "A little while and you will no longer see me." Yes, Mary could have sold this ointment and given the money to the poor. She could have saved the ointment for Jesus' burial. But she did neither of these things. Recognizing that Jesus was soon to leave them, she gave Jesus the best of what she had. Surely such devotion and adoration must have encouraged Jesus in walking the road set before him. He was not alone in his understanding that his way of life would lead to death. And such an untimely act as what Mary did, anointing the living. This would set the disciples' minds to wondering. Mary's gift blessed them. They would not easily forget the fragrance of her service, sacrifice, and devotion. Oh, that our devotion to Jesus would be so intense and sincere, that our service to the Lord would fill life with a pleasing fragrance, and that our sacrifices would bring glory to the name of Jesus.